This Friday episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is brought to you by the great vacation planners over at the Magic for Less Travel. These great agents are standing by right now to help you plan a perfect Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Disney Cruise Line vacation. These agents have been to these destinations multiple times. They're passionate about the product, and they want to make sure that you have the best experience possible on your next Disney vacation for the lowest amount of money. There is no cost to use their services, and they are great services. They're going to be checking each day to make sure that you are still in the best financial deal for the most magical vacation ever to a Disney destination. If you've never worked with a travel agent, give it a shot on your next trip. Check them out today. They're over at themagicforless.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 870 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, for BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. We are sitting here 3 days ahead of the Be Our Guest Podcast 12-hour live show to benefit Give Kids the World Village. We hope that you have put that on the calendar, that you are going to join us bright and early on Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, here where I am. We're going to, you know, grab some coffee and start your day with a live show and then, you know, have lunch with us and have dinner with us.
The part of waking up is Be Our Guest in your ear.
That's right.
I lost it at the end. I'm sorry.
And this is our 1 year, you know, this is our once a year special salute to all of our listeners over in the UK. We're prime time for you guys over in the UK. And I don't know about Messiah over in Japan. Don't know how that is. Our friends down in New Zealand. I'm not sure, but it's going to be a great time. Again, please do join us this Sunday. Donate some money to the great folks down at Give Kids the World. And don't forget, if you're a Be Our Guest podcast running lizard, we don't track this, but we do ask that every year you donate $50 to Give Kids the World. You know what? Hey, do it on Sunday. It'll kind of kill two birds with one stone. Help us reach our goal of $12,000. It'll take care of your $50 for the year for the lizards. And, you know, everybody will be happy. We're changing lives, you know, not only by getting out with physical activity, running, walking, cheer, and all that stuff, but we're also helping out the folks at Give Kids the World. So we're going to see you on Sunday. Cannot wait. I love it. It's my favorite day of the year. Love doing the podcast, and 12 hours of it is just awesome. I can't wait. And you know what? Here's the funny thing. I was scheduled to, once a month, I teach preschool, like the 3 and 4 year olds at my church. I teach Sunday school to them. Like it's a rotating schedule kind of thing. Yeah, and this Sunday was the week that I teach with my wife at the preschool. So I get out of my June duty with all the little 3 and 4 year olds, you know, tugging at my Apple Watch. So anyway, no. I know. So I'll see him. And actually, July, I'll be out of town. So, hey, sorry, kids. I'll see you in August. I'll be here on the radio.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Pam's really
mad. I used to teach 3 year olds in Sunday school. They are a trip, aren't they?
Oh, man, they don't sit still. You know,
they do not
sit still. And Pam, you know, she thinks I scheduled this on purpose because it was that week. I'm like, no, I really didn't know. But it's nice that it works out this way anyhow. All right. So we're going to have some fun today. And I hope you are hungry. So if you are hungry, grab a donut or something because we're going to talk food. But we're going to do that in a slightly different way. We're going to try to have some fun with it today. So joining me from a Disney World afterall.com, touringplans.com, and the Magically Speaking e-newsletter and the Queen Geek herself, we have Ricky. What's up, Ricky?
Yes, I am the Queen Geek. For those who missed my announcement on Wednesday, I was actually a guest on another podcast. I know, who would have thought? Other people want to talk to me. It's called Assembly of Geeks. You can listen to it at assemblyofgeeks.com. And yeah, it was a lot of fun to get to do that. So if you haven't listened to it yet, go download their podcast. But yeah, I'm starting to get stressed about the old live show. I'm pacing the floor right now as we speak. I'm just, you know, kind of anxious and oh my gosh, it's a crazy day. It's so much fun. And I'm so excited to get to do it. And for those who are looking for information about the live show, you can go find it on BeOurGuestPodcast.com. I have a link all ready to go for the First Giving site. That's found on the podcast homepage as well. So if you are looking to donate, that's where you can go to do that. And yeah, we're in crunch time now. it's go time almost. Oh my goodness, I'm so scared.
And lots of great prizes this year. Lots of our listeners have donated gifts, and we thank them so much for that. We'll be talking about that on Sunday during the show. But also this year, like we said, we're kind of changing it up. As you know, we put out these podcasts, or these hours of the 12-hour show as individual podcasts throughout the year. It actually covers a few of the weeks while we're down in Florida on the podcast cruise and so forth. So check BeOurGuestPodcast.com. We're going to put out a schedule because we're going to do a solid hour of Disney and tech, kind of in the vein of the old Beta Mouse podcast. We're going to have an hour talking about you know, what makes somebody a Walt Disney World rookie? And when do you know that you're no longer a Walt Disney World rookie? When have you sensed that, okay, I've moved out of rookiedom and now I'm a veteran Walt Disney World traveler? And also, we're going to have a contest. We're going to have, and this is going to be towards the end of the day, probably around 6 or 7. We're going to have 1 hour where you can call in with your very best Disney haiku or Disney limerick. And we're going to vote on those in the chat room.
It's got to be a Disney limerick. It can't be, you know, which means Disney rated limerick.
Yes.
Nothing crazy. Let's just be honest.
Because this show
be perfectly frank.
That's right. This show's all for the kids. Remember that. We're going to have the best Disney limerick or Disney haiku. So right now, you're listening on Friday, you have 48 hours head start. So write that. You'll call in. You'll share that. We'll vote on them in the chat room. And we do it. We have some really cool prizes. And I think we're going to hold back one of the great prizes for this contest voted on by you, the listener. So lots of fun. Sunday's is going to be a blast. Who knows what we'll talk about. But also joining us, and she'll be with us again on Sunday, we have Debbie from MakingMagicAndMemories.com. What's up, Deb?
Hey, can you believe it's been a year since our last live show?
I know, those things seem like they come around every like 3 months.
It just seems like it just flies by. Sometimes it seems like it's longer. Other times it just seems like we just did one. So this is exciting.
It always flies by for me, but that's just because my stress level gets higher and higher as the months, like, you know, in July and August, my stress level's fine because, you know, I know we did our goal. We did everything we were supposed to do. In January, my stress level starts to rise a little bit because I know it's getting on the horizon. The new year is here. And then when we get to about March and April and May, my stress level's like super strong. And then we get to June and I'm completely gone. So,
and we always get great guests and we appreciate them for their time. And of course, people have been asking. Yes, we are going to wrap up. The last hour is always reserved for Wedway Radio. So, and I've been told, I got a text earlier this week, that there will be another game show. So
you're going down.
Very good.
Just saying, I have the title. I've had the title for the past couple years. You're going down.
We'll see. And I know Andrew got a huge kick out of the animator, vice president, or what was last year's? I can't remember. Those two of the three categories.
It was Disney animator or vice president. Maybe it was vice presidential candidate. I don't remember which one it was, but I know there was vice president in there too somewhere.
That was awesome. Because Andrew knows his history and he knows his Disney.
He probably would have gotten it all right. He'd have been like, yeah, that's Disney animator. That's the vice president. Disney animator.
Yeah, if we go that route again this year, he's my phone a friend.
No, there is no phone a friend. We did not have a phone a friend last year. Actually, we did, didn't we?
I think we did.
What was it? It was phone a Debbie? I think it was phone a Debbie.
I can't remember. It's going to be fun, though, and that's always the best hour because we've been broadcasting for 11 hours at that point. So tons of fun. All right, so today, to kind of get you ready for the insanity that's going to happen on Sunday, we wanted to talk about, you know, Disney restaurants. We haven't done a restaurant review here in a little bit, but I got this idea the other day, and we're calling this show, obviously you saw the title, Random Disney Menus. And we might have this end up being part one of, you know, maybe a series over the next little while. But what we're going to do, we're going to do this in kind of a fun fashion. We are, and we've talked about this before we started recording, all three of us went and found a restaurant menu. Now, it can be any restaurant anywhere on Walt Disney World property. It could be a counter service. It could be a table service. It could even be a snack cart. And so what we're going to do is kind of reveal what's on the menu of this particular Disney restaurant, and the other two get a chance to try to guess where these items can be found at Walt Disney World. And then, of course, we can have a quick discussion on, you know, what we think of the place and is it a good value and all that good stuff. Just kind of a fun way to talk about Disney menus. So I'm going to lead us off since it was my idea. We'll see what we have here.
It's all about Mike.
It is today. All right, so here we go. Let's go with the entrees. I'm going to go with the entrees. Okay. From my restaurant that I have picked. And now some of these here's the thing about this that I noticed in doing some research because I was hungry the other day, is that a lot of these menu items are found at like every single restaurant, but usually there's a couple of items on the menu that are tells because of the name of them. So you got to pay close attention. So this particular restaurant or eating establishment or place where you can get food, I'm not going to say it's a restaurant for sure, or maybe it's a fancy place. I don't know. But here are the menus. And then let me read. I'll read all of the entrees, and then I'll give you guys a chance. And then if you don't get it, I'll give you some hints with some other
things.
That's fair. Okay, so this restaurant for entrees has a cheese pizza for $6.99. A pepperoni pizza for $7.49. Let's skip the prices. We know they're about the same everywhere. Yeah. They have a hot dog. They have chicken breast nuggets. You get 8 pieces with apple slices or French fries. They have a chicken sandwich with chipotle ranch dressing, lettuce, tomato, and choice of apple slices or house-made chips. They have a chicken wrap. They have chicken salad, Caesar salad with chicken. They have a turkey pesto sandwich. They have a barbecued pork sandwich with apple slices or house-made chips. Okay, now I've read the general ones. Okay, so now here's where it might help you. They have a tropical salad with chicken, and it comes with mandarin oranges, dried cranberries, cucumbers, tomatoes, and Parmesan cheese tossed in a raspberry vinaigrette. Now, that actually sounds really good.
Yeah,
this menu is kind of right up my alley. They also have an island burger. It's a burger with Monterey Jack, barbecue pork, pineapple, and your choice of apple slices or French fries for $10.49. So that is the extent of the entrees at this restaurant. So I'm going to give Debbie the first stab. Where you think, and I'll give you like a hot or a cold. Where do you think you can go? Like, you can go right for the jugular and say, "Oh, this is burr," and give it to me. Or you can just kind of say, "Is it at?" And I'll give you a hot or cold. So what do you think, Debbie? Where is this? There's a couple tells on there. I saved them for the end.
Yeah, but geez, Chris.
And hopefully everybody's playing along, but we're going to sell the home edition for $14.95. You can buy the board game. Go ahead.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I'm going to definitely have to buy the board game to practice. This is cruel. Oh, Lordy.
Just take a guess. Okay, let me go to Ricky while you're thinking. Let me go to Ricky.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ricky, where do you think this menu could be found?
Oh, you know what? I think I know.
Where?
It did not dawn on me until
where
like
would
just
Mike
a second
pick
ago.
A menu from?
I think it's at the Caribbean Beach Food Court.
No! Oh, man, that was good.
But it was a good.
I remember seeing this menu because I remember the little mandarin oranges. See, that's what gets me. It's that daggone mandarin orange thing that gets me because I know mandarin.
Yeah, and there's nothing else really that separates it from anywhere else with the desserts, the kids' meals. It's all, here we go. Let me give you a little more. Okay, so the kids' meal. You can get a chicken nugget meal, 3 pieces, or a turkey sandwich served in your own sand pail and shovel. All meals include grapes, applesauce, and choice of small low-fat milk or Dasani water for guests 9 and under. All right, so Debbie,
is it the beach club?
Nope, it's not at the beach club.
What?
Ricky, what about you?
I'm gonna guess it's at. Oh, is it at Typhoon Lagoon?
It is at Typhoon Lagoon. Yes! But you haven't gotten it yet, though. But what's the name? There's 2 counter service places at Typhoon Lagoon.
I don't know either counter service.
But that's good enough. It's called the Leaning Palms. It's the Leaning Palms.
Okay, there you go.
I don't know the names of either of those. So,
I mean, that just kind of goes to show you, though. Here's why I picked this one. First of all, Typhoon Lagoon is my, and I was trying to trick you guys, you know, go totally, you know, off the resorts and off the theme parks to, you know, I got right off the bat. I wasn't going to make it easy. But what it shows me is that even at a counter service in a water park, there are still some interesting options. Now, of course, it's not Victoria and Albert's, but I mean, you can get, like I said, that salad with the mandarin oranges, dried cranberries, cucumbers, tomatoes, and, you know, and a raspberry vinaigrette. That sounds good and refreshing because usually you're hot, you're dehydrated. You don't want something really heavy. But I mean, if you want a nice burger, the Island Burger's got pineapple on it, and Monterey Jack cheese and barbecue pork. I mean, that sounds good because when I think of a theme park or when I think of a water park, the only thing I'm thinking that I can get when I'm there is like a hot dog, a hamburger. You know, that's about it. Maybe a corn dog. I mean, yeah. Debbie, do you ever go into the water parks ever?
I do not.
Well, see, that's why I picked it.
But Debbie doesn't get in water that, you know, has other people swimming in it. So, you know, that's not going to happen with Debbie.
Yeah. No, little children pee in those places. No,
oh my goodness.
That's why there's lots of quarry.
The hardest part about this story is that Disney has really stepped up the game, whereas about 5-10 years ago, you know, we knew exactly what was going to be at the, you know, hamburger, hot dog, cheeseburger. Now they're really, some of these menus, when I went to a particular restaurant not long ago, I'm like, oh my gosh, is this really this restaurant? So they've really kicked it up, and so that's why this is gonna be so hard.
It is, but I mean, it really, the point of the play, you know, this whole thing is that you can get a lot of standard things everywhere, like you know 80% of that menu you could have gotten on Main Street USA, you know, like the hot dog, pepperoni pizza, cheese pizza, chicken breast nuggets, chicken sandwich. I mean, all that chicken wrap, that stuff is everywhere. But to know that you could get a, you know, barbecue pork sandwich, turkey pesto sandwich, and then, like I said, that salad and so forth, and the island burger, it gives you a choice where, you know, the kids are going to get what they like, but hey, mom and dad don't have to get just a plain old cheeseburger. So that's good to see. So I, you know, I've eaten here before. I will say the one thing about Leaning Palms at the Typhoon Lagoon, I haven't been there in a few years, but last time we ate there, the birds attacked us. I mean, there were so many birds over there. It was worse than the UK at Epcot. So that's my one menu. I remember the food was good there, but I remember, like, just if you dropped a fry, it was just on. I mean, because I guess people
hit the ground.
Oh, it was crazy over there. So that was my installment. So let's go to Debbie. So Debbie, same way, kind of reveal your menu and then give us, you know, when you're ready, let us try to pick where your menu is from.
Okay. Well, for soup, salads, appetizers, you've got Asian salad, couscous, quinoa.
Quinoa.
I don't eat it, so I don't pronounce it. And arugula salad. And then for some of the meals, they have seafood platter, New York strip steak, roasted salmon, and then they have a third Angus cheeseburger with sriracha, aioli, and fried shrimp.
So they have like seafood and steak.
Yep, and so, salmon. So and they do have sandwiches. They have a chicken club, Angus bacon cheeseburger.
So this is definitely a table service restaurant, because they wouldn't have steak and stuff like that if it was counter service. So, really?
No, actually, I was going to say, there are some counter service places that are offering steak. So that's
really? A counter service with steak?
Pecos Bill's is one of them.
They offer a steak?
Yes.
When did this happen?
I was surprised too. That's what I'm saying. Is it some of these restaurants, you're like, what?
Only after 4 p.m., but you can get a steak at Pecos Bill's. I don't know if you want to eat the steak from
Pecos
Bill's.
That's what I'm saying. A steak from Pecos Bill's.
You can also get it from Liberty Tree Inn, which may be where I think Debbie's at.
Nope.
Okay. So here, I'm trying to think. She gives some interesting sandwiches, but also some interesting, like, sounded like Asian type. I mean, this had a wide variety. So,
when you hear what is it at Epcot?
Is it at Epcot?
No.
No.
I think I know where it is. Is it at ABC Commissary?
That's it.
No. Even worse, a steak from ABC Commissary.
I kid you not. It is absolutely a New York strip steak. You got roasted salmon, seafood platter. Oh, yeah.
They have it all, and none of it's good. No, I just kidding.
I did have the cheeseburger with the shrimp, and they were both pretty good. So
I used to love the Cuban sandwich there. I'm so mad they took the Cuban off. That was my go-to. Yeah. So what do you think? I mean, Debbie, is that a place that you go to frequently, the ABC Commissary?
I really like that place, yes, because it does offer several options. They are very reasonable in price, per se. You know, like the cheeseburger with the shrimp, because you only get like two or three shrimp. But still, it's like $11.49. The seafood platter is like $10. And you do, I've never tried the strip steak. And I don't know if I would really try a strip steak from a quick service, but, you know, it's there.
Yeah, I don't know that I would try it either. I mean, I may try it just to say, hey, I tried a theme park steak, but that would only be for a blog post and not for me actually wanting to digest the steak. So,
who said anything about digesting?
There is a lot of seating. There's seating on both sides, and they actually show America's Funniest Videos on different monitors. So, they kind of keeps you occupied as well, and even the kids occupied while you're eating. You can sit there and watch some funny clips that they have on a loop. So, that's kind of cool.
See, the fact that they show America's Funniest Home Videos is a negative to me. That keeps me out. Those things are
done. Mike's out.
No, I'm so out. No, but the thing is, I used to love that place, and it's like prime real estate in the studios. I mean, you walk past it 10 times in a day. So, Ricky, what do you think about that place? Do you ever go there?
No, I don't. I actually have a hard time dining at the studios because I, in particular, don't really like sandwiches. So a lot of what they have at Hollywood Studios is sandwich related. I know that there are a few places that don't have that, but for everything else is stuff that you would be getting in the rest of the other parks. So by the time I maybe get to Hollywood Studios, I don't want the same stuff because I've already had it. So I don't know. I have a lot of trouble at Hollywood Studios for counter service, which is why I usually end up at Pizza Planet, which I know is like the worst pizza ever for a lot of people. But I usually go there because it's just, I can't stand sandwiches. Or I will wait and I will eat a snack in the afternoon and then I will go to 50s Prime Time for dinner or something like that.
So. Yeah, I usually end up at Backlot Express. And I do like the Buffalo Chicken Nuggets. Those are good. Yeah, because I don't eat a lot, you know, because I know some people like, you can't eat chicken nuggets every day of your vacation. But you know what? When you haven't, if you only eat them like once or twice during a vacation, you don't normally have them at home. Chicken nuggets are good. It's kind of like a splurge for me because I don't eat chicken nuggets at home. So, you know, back in the day, I used to eat them like nobody's business. So it's kind of like I'm backsliding when I go to Disney. Now, Debbie, real quick, while you have that menu, what are they offering for desserts over at the commissary currently?
Well, you know, I did get, they have like a little Frozen themed cupcake, and then they had a Darth Vader with the chocolate peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
I actually got the Frozen one. It was a vanilla cupcake with vanilla icing with, you know, some, it had Olaf and it was white chocolate. And then it had some, a couple little marshmallows. It kind of looked like it was snow. You know, it was really kind of cool. But no, it wasn't like coconut to make it look like snow, but it was just the way the fluffy icing was. It was very, very good. And, some of the other, I'm trying to think of some of the other things that they did have here, as far as they had like, there was some other kind of cupcake that they had, and I don't see it
on
here.
Of course there was a cupcake.
Everywhere.
It's Anna's Happy Birthday Cupcake. That's what it was called. Oh. That's what it was called. They have a strawberry parfait. They have chocolate mousse. But I did pay a little bit more and get the Happy Birthday Cupcake because it was yummy. It's a little spring flower on it. It's really cute.
I can't wait to tear up some cupcakes when I get down there. I know, like, they're just cupcakes, but, like, that's all you hear about. You know, hey, it's a new cupcake. But you know what? Cupcakes are good. I love Disney cupcakes. I don't need one for every occasion.
Them, right?
Oh, man, they're so good. They're so big. I mean, they're like three cupcakes, you know, Missouri-sized cupcakes when you get the world. So. All right, Ricky, so lay it on us. You got the last one of the day, and hopefully everybody's playing at home. I don't know what their score is. I know mine's not very good.
I don't either. I think this one I'm going to fool a lot of people, including you guys, so we'll see. Okay, so I have a Cabernet braised short rib, rosemary brined pork tenderloin, market fish.
Now, if this one's a counter service, I am just ending the show right now. I'm just saying.
It is absolutely not counter service. Lump crab cakes, chef's pasta creation, snow crab legs, New York strip, the chef's vegetarian inspiration, because they have to add inspiration to it, and the pan-seared chicken.
Usually it's pan-seared mahi-mahi. That's what I thought you were going with that.
Not here.
Okay, so
all right.
Let me do this. Let me ask you this. Okay, so because I'm going to try to help out Debbie and I both. So I'm going to say this sounds almost too fancy to be in a theme park. So this is a resort restaurant, correct?
I'm guessing that too.
You are correct. It is at a resort.
Is it at the Contemporary?
It is not at the Contemporary. What did we turn into 20 questions?
No, but that's how we're going to play this now because this is too hard.
We're making up the rules now, Ricky.
This just changed completely on me.
Yes, that's how these games go.
Deal with it.
It's not at the Contemporary.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Wait, is it Cruise Cup Lounge?
It is not Cruise Cup Lounge.
But you're close. I can tell the way Ricky answered. And that was a good one because I was thinking she might go there. I'm thinking it's at Yachtsman Steakhouse.
It is not at Yachtsman Steakhouse.
Oh, man. Because I'm trying to think of the places that you like that you might pick. So, okay, hang on. So let's just narrow it down. Like I tell my kids, like, you know, we got a big funnel. We're gonna narrow it down. So is it a beach? Is it an Epcot area resort?
It is an Epcot area resort.
Okay, so we got three, Debbie. We have Yacht Club, Beach Club, Boardwalk. Oh, we got Swan and Dolphin, too, but I don't think it's in there. It could be, knowing Ricky, it probably is.
It is not at the Swan and the Dolphin.
Okay, good, because I'm not experts on those restaurants.
No.
So it's got to be, okay, it's Cape May Cafe?
It is not at Cape May Cafe.
Oh, I know where it is. No, that's a... I know what it is. It's Flying Fish over on the Boardwalk.
It is not Flying Fish.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Stop that. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I thought it was. It's the new Italian place, Al Forno.
It is not at the new Italian place.
I'm so bad with menus.
I think she's making it up.
So, I told you, you guys will never guess it.
What do you mean we'll never guess? I mean, there's only so many restaurants.
We've got to.
You're going to name every restaurant in that area.
Okay, so it's not in Epcot?
It is not in Epcot.
People are screaming at their phones right
now. It is at a resort, though. It is at a resort.
Yes.
Is it on the boardwalk side of Crescent Lake?
It is not on the boardwalk side.
I like the way you play.
So it's got to be Beach Club or Yacht Club. What's in there? It's
not Sanaa.
It is not Sanaa. No.
No. It's so. I'm trying to think. Okay, so all you have. I am missing something big.
Read one more. Read the Cabernets you said.
All right. You want me to read appetizers or do you want me to read desserts?
Desserts. Go desserts.
Okay. All right. We'll go desserts. All right. So we have. I can't pronounce this word. Giandaju da chocolate cake.
Yeah, this is helping.
Giandaja chocolate cake. For anybody who's had this, you'll know exactly where it's at. S'mores chocolate tart, angel food cake, house made gelato, seasonal fruit cobbler, and key lime cheesecake.
It's either the Captain's Grill or private dining at Disney's Yacht and Beach Club.
It is the Captain's Grill.
Wait, did she get it? I was asking Siri what this is.
She did. She got it.
What is it?
Captain's Grill.
That's it.
Yes. Yes.
Captain's Grill. Who goes to Captain's Grill?
Actually, Brian.
The prices?
Brian and I did. Actually, it's not that bad.
It's really not that bad. You're
right. The Cabernet Braised Short Rib is only $24.99, which, okay, I know, only $24.99. But for Disney,
yes,
it's actually not bad.
It seems the rosemary, than
the rosemary brine pork tenderloin is only $23.99. The lump crab cakes are only $27.99. The crab legs are only $29.99. So, I mean, really overall, the most expensive thing, minus everything that says market price, because, you know, we don't know how much, like, the fish is and stuff like that. But the most expensive thing is $29.99. So, at Disney, that's not bad at all.
It's not. So, Captain. So is that next to Cruise Cup? Because I've never been in.
Yes.
There.
When you said Cruise Cup, I was. Yeah, you were close, but it's not. It's not Cruise Cup. But yeah, it's right there. Now, the only reason I know about the restaurant is because Brian and I went there for breakfast. When was it? We were there in March. We went for breakfast, and I had the most amazing breakfast I've had at Disney in a long time. They have a breakfast buffet, but they also have a la carte options. And so I got the dark chocolate waffles, which was it has like espresso, mascarpone cream, chocolate shavings. And then it's supposed to have dried cherries on it, but I don't like cherries. So I asked for strawberries because they had strawberries on something else. And they did that for me. Oh, my gosh. It was the most amazing thing ever. It has chocolate shavings on it. I loved it. So seriously. And it's only $10.99 for those. And I was so full after I left. It comes with bacon or sausage, too. So I was completely full by the time I left. I think that that Captain's Grill is kind of a totally hidden, like, hidden gem in a way. I mean, I haven't been there for dinner, but I definitely enjoyed breakfast. So I totally would go there for dinner and get that either the Cabernet braised short rib. Yeah. Or the rosemary brine pork tenderloin, or even the crab legs. Hello, Brian and I are total crab leg people, so I would totally be on those crab legs.
And see, I'm a big lump crab cake fan, so that would be my choice.
Yeah, yeah. So, and Mike, you know, there's enough things on the menu that could satisfy your whole family, because I know you like seafood, but Pam does not.
Oh, that's interesting. So I'm thinking about this.
There's totally a lot of things on the menu that you would enjoy, I think. That all of your family would enjoy, with the exception of Paige, because she only eats chicken nuggets. And I don't know if they have.
If she's 18 now, she can just go get whatever she wants. You know, like, I'm not worried about that.
They do have grilled chicken strips on the kids' menu. They also have a grilled shrimp skewer and a baked fish of the day. So I don't know if she can handle any of that. But
yeah, she wouldn't eat fish.
Now, I've never been in there. So is it kind of a small, quaint? I mean, it can't be like massive, but is it kind of like.
It's actually, it's a lot bigger than I thought it was.
Really?
Yeah, when I went in there, it was, they had, the area with the buffet was kind of tiny and, you know, cramped. But that's only there for breakfast, so I think that they don't really use that for any other space. But then they had, like, this main dining room area, and that was pretty spacious. And then they had, like, the side area where people were seated as well. And that was a little more cramped, but... I think it's a lot bigger than people think it is. And wow. A lot of people don't think about going there. Obviously you all took this one, guess it. So that's why I chose it. Cause I was like, they're never going to guess this.
Good call. Now is this open? You said breakfast and dinner, but for lunch or does it close for lunch?
Okay. So for lunch, they have totally different options. It's leans a little more towards sandwiches, but they have the chef's pasta inspiration. Again, we have the inspiration. Fish and chips, New England style lobster roll, Angus Chuck cheeseburger, market fish sandwich, shaved beef sandwich, grilled chicken sandwich, tomato mozzarella. Ooh, I bet that's good. Tomato mozzarella sandwich, soup and sandwich combo, and the seared scallop salad. So. Man, yeah,
I'm checking this place out. I'm serious. And that's why
I'm with you. I think that sounds like an awesome place. I've not eaten yet.
And that's kind of the goal of today's show is that maybe we could just, you know, go through some menu items. Like, you know, I never guessed that place would have that, you know, and
absolutely.
A lot of this sounds good.
And you know, like I said, the only reason it was even on my radar was because I went there for breakfast in March and it was fantastic. So.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I have to write a blog post about it for the Mouse for Less. It's on my list of things to write about. So you'll get one eventually.
Let us know. All right. Well, that's going to, guess what? Next time we talk together, it'll be 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. It's going to be fun. I can't wait. It's going to be fun. So we hope you enjoyed today's show. First time we did this. We'll bring it back. I think it was a lot of fun. So we'll bring this back.
Absolutely. That was
fun. Totally fun.
Hopefully you guys let us know what you think today. Drop by the Facebook group, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. A little feedback. If you didn't like it, you know, hey, we'll scrap it. But, you know, hopefully it was kind of an easy way to maybe discover new things for your next Disney vacation. Definitely helped
me. Obviously Mike and Debbie did.
So. I did. Totally. 100%. All right. Well, don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. They help us keep this show on the air in a big way. So make sure you support them. If you've never worked with a travel agent, do that on your next Disney vacation. You're going to get first class concierge level service each and every time you fill out that free no obligation quote form. An agent will get back to you right away, help you start planning a magical vacation. And it costs nothing extra. Disney pays them, not you. And you get all the benefits of having a personal concierge for that next Disney vacation. So check them out today. They're over at themagicforless.com. And again, we'll see you on Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern till 10 p.m. The 12-hour live show to benefit Give Kids the World Village down in Orlando. We're going to have a great time raising money for the great folks at Give Kids the World. We need you to give us a call. We need you to donate money. And we're going to have an excellent, excellent time. So we'll see you on Sunday morning, magicalmouseradio.com and also at mixler.com/BeOurGuestMike. All details. If you can't get in, just drop by BeOurGuestPodcast.com. We have the links, everything to go right there, BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Oh, another thing I needed to mention. I forgot to do this on Wednesday, so spread the word. If you're going on the Be Our Guest Podcast cruise, you need to order your podcast t-shirt for sail away. Those things are ready to go. We're not using Zazzle. We're getting a much better deal, higher quality shirt, and we're using our great friend Nate from Wedway Radio, his new blue design group. He's going to put the shirts together for
Imperial.
Us. Well, that's also, that's kind of another thing.
Oh, okay, but different.
I think he has like
different
two names.
The same.
I don't know.
Okay, all right, got it.
We love Nate, and we want to support him, and he's doing a great thing for us, giving it to us as low cost as possible. So we have two options. We have a blue shirt and a yellow shirt. I'm getting both because, you know, it's a 5-day cruise, so I have two of them. But
so
if you,
don't smell, which is nice.
That's it.
We
that's
appreciate
it.
That.
That's
yeah.
it, exactly. But we'd appreciate if you could pick up a shirt or two just so we can, you know, it's going to make great pictures to have the podcast t-shirts. Again, all that information can be found at BeOurGuestPodcast.com and also the Facebook group, Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Or you can get a hold of me on Twitter, BeOurGuestMike, and I'll shoot you the link so you can order your shirts. But we got to get
also,
that done in the next week or so. So make sure you get on it.
Nate told me the deadline, which is the 21st. So make sure you do it by the 21st.
All right. Yeah. So we'll talk about that on Sunday during the live show. We'll remind you many, many times over. But, you know, hey, get the jump on it. Order them today. You'll have your shirts and plenty of time to leave for Florida. And, you know, it's a memento. It's something to remember the cruise for years and years to come. And it'll just look great for the pictures. We'd really appreciate it if you could buy a shirt or two. We got them as cheap as possible this year, so you didn't have to spend a ton of money. Zazzle was costing too much. You know what? We're not doing that. We're gonna go with higher quality shirts at a lower price and support a great guy. So, again, please pick up your podcast t-shirts. It's the Bog Tiki Podcast Cruise, guys. What is it? 28 days? 28 days. Yeah, because it's Friday. So 4 weeks. Remember, Ricky, we couldn't do the math. 4 weeks from today, we'll be on the ship.
We don't want me to do math anymore. But yeah, it's 4 weeks. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, so get the shirts, and we're going to have a great time. Again, follow us on social media at Be Our Guest Mike. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And join the friendliest forums on the internet at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. Don't forget, you can also listen to the show on Stitcher Smart Radio, and that's a free app for all iOS and Android devices. So just download the Stitcher app and search for Be Our Guest Podcast. And you can also listen to us on TuneIn Radio. That's another free app for both the iOS devices and Android. It's a great place to listen to live radio as well as your favorite podcasts. We are there all the time as well. That's called TuneIn Radio. Lots of ways to download the Be Our Guest Podcast. Of course, we have our own app too, so search for Be Our Guest Podcast in the App Store as well. All right, we're going to get out of here. I am going to put my voice on mute until Sunday. Save it up. We're going to have so much fun. I cannot wait. I love the 12-hour live show. I love that we can get together as a community and make real magic. I mean, we make a difference each and every summer when we raise money for Give Kids the World. This is a tangible, put a smile on a kid's face, put a smile on a dad's face that his daughter has been suffering. You know, it's just when you can do something to better somebody else's life, that is a magical thing. And we do that every summer, and it's all because of each and every one of you. And we have more listeners now than we've ever had. Yep. We've had lots of new listeners in the last year, and we keep all of our great friends we've had way back from 2008. It's going to be amazing. I cannot wait for Sunday. Whatever happens is going to happen, and we are going to just, we're going to blow it out of the park. So I'm just so excited to get going on Sunday. So hope you'll join us. Set that alarm, 10 o'clock Eastern. We're going to get rolling. We'll be there morning, noon, and night. Having a great time.
Yes. I've got the Keurig ready to go, so I have coffee all day.
And as a volunteer for Give Kids the World, you cannot imagine how amazing Give Kids the World Village is until you actually step on campus and are on property. And just even if you give out a cupcake, you in your heart think, wow, the money that I gave for the podcast, that might have actually paid for that cupcake that child just took and walked off to go back to the pool. You know, it's just really neat to feel like that you've really been a part of something that is that amazing, and the infrastructure that has been built to make it the success that it is, it is immeasurable. And I'm just applauding everybody that's had a part of it. And I am truly honored to say I am a volunteer. And whatever you do, no matter how much you give, it will make a difference.
That's absolutely right. And we're going to make that difference on Sunday. So please, this is our final stretch. It's Friday. Get that message out, because, you know, everybody kind of messes around on the internet on Fridays at work. So put it out there. Put it on your Facebook group. Put it on, you know, your personal Facebook wall, put it on Twitter. Please invite everybody you know, because even if you only have, you know, 20 followers, if we get two of those folks to tune in for a little bit, donate $5, that's going to make a difference. So please do spread the word. I'll retweet everything that I see or, you know, share on social media. I'll do everything I can to support you, and we're going to support the great folks at Give Kids the World on Sunday. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Friday. Hey, enjoy your weekend, and we're going to have a good time on Sunday. We'll see you.
We will see you Sunday,
Real soon. We'll see you real soon, guys.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.